Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning, Leonard!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies!
Hey, 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 everybody! I heard like a squeaking door noise, like I just walked in, like we're going to have Foley effects throughout the show. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's Saturday, taping on a Saturday this weekend, August 20th, 2022. My guests today cover both coasts and they are Brandon Collins, Ryan Long, and Dan Van Kirk.
Hello.
Hey, hey.
Hello. Hello. Let's meet them individually and alphabetically. Starting with, he's back. Sometimes I call him Brando, but his official name is Brandon Collins. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Doug. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Enjoying New York for the few days that I'm out back out here. Not really excited about going back to LA, but it is what it is, you know?
Well, you know, as a LA person, I feel your pain, but, you know, I live it all the time.
Yep.
And, but I have grown to love the fact that I get to, you know, go to both New York and LA because, you know, as all the comedians will tell you, you know, they're different, but, you know, both have pluses, especially if you like warm weather, but you don't really care if it's warm or not, do you?
I don't, but I do like in LA, the place that I live at, the complex has a nice pool. So that's definitely.
Yeah.
A nice
See, there you go. Now you're talking my language. Thank you for being back on this show, Graham. And, let's meet. I'm so excited about our next guest. I can't even tell you because you will soon see him in the Jeopardy Tournament of Champions. First-time guest, Ryan Long is here. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, greetings.
I got to give a shout-out to my friends at the Preston and Steve show in Philadelphia. Because, you know, I noticed on social media that you've hung out with those guys a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, it's been really fun. I've been listening to them for a long time, and I came in, and they know how to make me not look like a complete fool. So
it's great. You go in there, you know, and there's 17 people on the show, and they're all amazing. And so... warm and inviting, and I've had so much fun with them over the years. Got to go to Hershey Park a couple of times with them, and It's always a blast. So thanks to them for getting me an in-demand guest, I would say. Do you mind? How much do you like talking about Jeopardy at this point?
You know, I try to do it respectfully, but I could talk about so many other things.
right. So you kind of you have to give, you know, because like I'm so excited. I don't know if any of the other anybody else on the show today is as excited as I am, but I'll just ask you two questions.
Sure, go for it.
How did you get on there? No, I'm kidding. The first one is, you know what? I'm gonna pare it down to just one question. I'm gonna ask the question that's the most pertinent to the situation right now. Okay. When you're playing Jeopardy, do you rush to categories that involve film or avoid them? What's your strategy on film categories?
I tend to hold them in reserve, I guess, so that I can like get into the rhythm. And like, you know, I kind of hold them back like the, you know, like the secret punch that I've got behind. Like if I run through the other categories to the best I can, and then film usually gives me a nice little boost when I see it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is I always, because also you're just, your demeanor is the same the whole time. You don't, most contestants on the show don't light up because they see a category they're going to be good at. But like in my mind, I was thinking, oh, he doesn't like those as much. So he doesn't feel strong in those. So that's why you're holding on.
It's almost like I'm denying myself or something. Like these are the fun categories. Like the other parts are just work. So let's get the work out of the way first. And then,
it makes you seem so smart, though, because like there's lots of smart contestants go on there and you can see them avoiding the pop culture questions because it's just not, you know, there's not, they don't know anything about BTS or whatever, you know?
Yeah. it was an advantage, I guess, that I know the normal, regular stuff, not so much esoteric stuff also.
Well, it feels to me like you know it all, and my other guests today are probably, you know, shaking in there. Any of you guys wearing boots?
No, I'm barefoot right now.
Okay.
I got on some Nikes.
Well, joining us today in his Nikes, he's on Pen Pals. He's on Dead People Town. What podcast is he not on? It's Daniel Van Kirk.
Hello, friend.
How you doing, DVK?
I'm great, buddy. It's great to talk to you again and be on the show with everybody.
What part of the country are you in right now?
I'm in Houston. I'm just running a new material down at the Secret Group with our good friend Andrew Youngblood.
All right. Well, you know, people are going to hear this episode on Monday just in time to not come out to that show. But we'll do some, plugs at the end for other stuff.
Yeah, because I'm in Texas later in the week, so it'll still work when this drops.
Okay. And how are you feeling about your chances today? Brandon Collins, of course, he's a recognized film critic. His stuff is in Rotten Tomatoes. He's one of the tomato tossers.
Sure.
Right. And of course, Ryan Long, we just discussed his situation. So
all overblown, I assure you.
How do you feel? How do you feel about your chances today, Dan?
Well, I mean, if we have a lot of questions about the Burbs, I feel like I'll do pretty good. But maybe they know a lot about the Burbs, so we'll see what's in my wheelhouse.
Right. I would think at least one of these two gentlemen is a Burbs fan.
I love the Burbs.
Never heard of it.
Okay, so
yes.
All right,
that may or may not be true.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
I like this is it is almost like a reality game show now. We're like a little head games before we get into it. I like it. But before we play some games, and this is sort of a game because you're gonna have to think of a movie to recommend I've been asking about people on their birthdays. So I think this is a great one today. Celebrating a birthday is the great Kihei Kwan, who, of course, thrilled us in Goonies and Temple of Doom as a child, and then now as an adult is starring in Everything Everywhere All at Once. So I'm kind of putting words in your mouth because I basically named the three movies that one could argue are his great movies, because it's such a great story that he, you know, got out of acting after child acting, but always still wanted to do it and did it in a small way, and then came back in this movie that everybody seems to be really enjoying. Brando.
Yeah.
Which one of those?
I'm going to go with the Goonies.
I'm going to go with the Goonies, man.
I always loved the soundtrack. It gave me like young Josh Brolin, Sean Austin, Corey Feldman. You know, you can't, yeah.
I mean, the whole cast went on to, you know, to continue to work and do stuff. And like even Carrie Green, the girl that stopped acting, she's directed some independent film and stuff.
I had a huge crush on Carrie Green growing up.
Yeah,
huge. She was between awesome. That and what was the movie with Corey Haim? Lucas.
Lucas.
Huge crush.
Great.
Yeah.
Great slow clap in Lucas. One of the greatest slow claps of all time.
One of the slowest slow claps. Do you think somebody should go out and measure the slow claps and find the slowest slow clap?
It's pretty slow.
The most arduous slow clap you can come up with. Yeah,
the slowest clap in existence hasn't happened yet. Like he's started to bring his hands together, but there hasn't been that clap.
Oh, right. Smart. Okay, Ryan. So Brando stole the Goonies. I don't know how much of a Goonies fan you are, but do you like Temple of Doom or Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Well, I love, you know what? I defend Temple of Doom all the time to people who are like, oh, it's the weak part of the original indie trilogy, but it was so visceral, like the anger and whatever they had going on in their lives when they were making that fucking movie. Like you can feel it on screen. Like when he's punching the big henchman on the conveyor belt where they're crushing the rocks.
Yeah.
Okay. So when he's punching the guy, he's like literally grabbing the guy's head and just beating the shit out of him, just nutting him with like these fists of anger. And then at one point he like catches him with a backhand. Like he catches him with like this hook and then backhands him again on the way back. I was like, holy shit. Like even as a kid.
It's so violent. Like the voodoo doll and taking that knife. I mean, I know you don't physically see a knife going in, but the kid just repeatedly stabbing the fucking thing, and then
like Indiana Jones in the just circle, wincing, right?
yeah,
like just winding it into his back. I guess I've been drafted into. I was gonna do everything we're all at once, but I guess I've been drafted into picking Temple of Doom. So
well, yeah, and I think this will be fun if I don't know the status. I don't know Dan's status with Everything Everywhere All at Once. Have you seen it, Dan?
I have. I saw it opening weekend. I loved it.
Oh, there you go. I apologize for thinking you might have hung back on that one.
No, I thought it was wonderful. I got to know Kihei Kwan through Jeff Cohen. He's become a buddy of mine, and so great to see him get back into acting, and I love his performance in that movie. Just the changes between being the husband and then kind of being her Virgil, if you will, and his speech at the end. I don't want to give anything away, but people give speeches. We all know that. His speech at the end, I thought, was just so beautifully well done. So I loved it. I could have gone any of these, as I think most people could have. But yeah, I really loved Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to say, like, that movie, I can't remember the last time I watched a movie and was affected by it, like, in the theater. It was mind-blowing.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Mm.
It's good stuff, and it gets mentioned when we just leave the recommendations open to recommend anything. It gets mentioned almost every week since it came out a few months ago in like, April. And, yeah, it's... I hope it just keeps you know, I think it's, everybody.
It's probably, yeah, it's the most sensitive romantic drama in the middle of a multiverse sci-fi, in the middle of a kung fu movie, in yeah. the middle of a, you know, identity thriller, like that kind of, like, it's crazy. I tell you, like, it's a whiplash of emotions, but it doesn't feel like a whiplash. It's like every scene, the feelings are valid. It's like when they have the fight, or when they're cutting back to when she's in her older lesbian relationship with Jamie Lee Curtis, and they have the fingers.
Oh god,
that was wild. But you felt that though, like yeah. you felt like, oh my, that was so tender and romantic, and in the middle of all this other crazy shit.
Yeah, they really did it all with that movie, and you know, it's gonna be fun to watch the Daniels, you know, because now they got deals to make much more stuff, so it'll be interesting to see what they do, and it'll be interesting to see what I do at this point. Ryan, is I take each of your recommendations and I do a little Twitter poll on the Doug Loves Movies Twitter account, and I'll be really interested to see which one comes out on top. I think just because it's so fresh and everybody's just so blown away by it, I think Everything Everywhere will beat these other two old classics. But I mean, Ke Huy Quan might be, you know, I'd have to really think about this, but considering, you know, I've seen him in three movies, he's got, you know, the batting average is insane. That he's in, that he's just in three classics, basically.
Yeah, it's wild. I remember him from some, there was some other movie in the 80s he was in. It was like kind of like a, like an E.T. ripoff. I only vaguely remember from video cases, like in the store when I was a kid, but it was him on the cover with some, it was some like Whiz Kid movie. He had like a bunch of stuff.
I remember him being an Encino Man, if memory serves correct.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Was he really?
Yeah, I think so. I can look it up on IMDb. I mean, but I'm pretty sure
if we're adding that to his fourth movie, he's starting to get into John Cazale territory. I mean, that is,
yeah, it's really insane.
We'll never lose him. But.
Yeah, that's a really insane filmography. If Encino Man's really in there, I'm worried that it's not worried, but I think it's somebody else.
No, I just looked it up. He was Kim in Encino Man.
Boom.
Yep.
Amazing. I gotta look at Encino Man again. I mean, when you have the star power of Brendan Fraser, Sean Astin, and Pauly Shore all in frame, you know, good luck, Ke Huy Quan.
I mean, Doug, I think you should make your Twitter poll. I think you should make your Twitter poll have four options, Doug, and you
get Encino Man in there. See where it lands.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not afraid to really mix it up.
Let's not leave out Michael DeLuise, one of the most douchey villains in any teen comedy.
Shush.
Shush.
Yeah. He's a very nicely placed shush. I think of him when I hear the word shush. Well, this was great. I'll post all this stuff, you know, like around by Monday or so. And everybody vote. Voting's important. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and I've got two games for these gentlemen to play today, and I hope I do a good job of explaining how they work there. Well, one of them's a new game, but first we're going to play one we've played a few times, and it's called So-and-So and the Something Something. Now, we just talked about one. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom is an example of a title that basically the format is the person's name and a thing, so-and-so and the something something. So what I've done is I've taken titles that are not in that format, but changed them. I've taken the name of a character from the movie and some more information about the movie and made up these titles. And your job is to guess what the original title was. Brandon gets to go first on this first one. And if he misses it, if he doesn't know it, if he, you know, guesses wrong, then Ryan gets a shot at it. And if he misses, then Daniel gets a shot at it. And it sort of proceeds like that. And they're, you know, they can be pretty difficult. And so don't feel bad if you don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
But like, Doug, for example, could you say like the Astoria kids and the search for Willie's gold? Would that be an example of how you do it?
I could, but, okay. What's Sean Astin's character? What's his like, does he have a first and last name in it?
Oh, I don't know.
Mikey Walsh.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah. Stop looking at your IMDb. Mikey Walsh and the what'd you say, Dan?
And the search for Willie's gold.
Yeah. That'd be a good one. Sure.
Okay.
That'd be a good one. All right. Brandon, you ready?
Hey, let's do it.
Here we go. Malcolm Crowe and the More You Know.
Malcolm. Oh, I got it.
You be quiet. Brandon gets the first guess.
Oh, man. Malcolm Crowe and the One You Know.
The More You Know.
The More You Know.
Yeah. If I had that sound effect, you know, and that those More You Know spots.
Oh, wait. So is this The Sixth Sense, right?
That's your guess?
We're supposed to pick the movie, right?
Yeah, what movie is it?
The Sixth Sense.
That is correct.
Okay.
Nailed it, Brandon.
Like, what's going on?
You're on the board. Ryan?
That is not what I thought it was, just for the
record. Oh, really? What'd you think it was?
I thought it was Limitless.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought that worked.
Oh, what is this character's name in that?
Oh.
I have no idea.
I think it's really long. I think it's Limitless. Ryan is up first,
yes, sir,
on this next one. Here we go.
I'm heat addled, just so you know. Take it easy on me.
Okay. David Dunn and the Devastating Disaster.
That would be Unbreakable.
That is correct as well. Unbreakable is the answer. You guys, you're on to me in my games. Daniel?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, but I don't feel very confident.
All right. Well, good luck.
Yeah, do it, bro.
Thanks. If Daniel doesn't get it, Brandon has a shot at it. Elliot Moore and the Trees of Death. Sort of the opposite of the tree of life, I guess.
I'm going to go with The Happening.
The Happening?
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. We have...
Oh, yeah, that movie was so bad.
We have a three-way tie. We have a three-way tie. If anyone can get this next one, if anyone can get this one, going in order again, starting with Brandon, that person will win this game.
Doug, really quickly, do you know that Mark Wahlberg, the Mark Wahlberg character was born out of me watching that movie?
that's when you started to do your impression, because he's so Mark Wahlberg voice in that movie.
Yeah, but just because of the one scene where he makes up the story about he was mad at Zoe Deschanel, so he says, I went to the drugstore, and I went in there, and I said I had a cough, and the lady was like, "You have a cough?" And I was like, "I do have a cough, but I didn't. I didn't have a cough." I thought that was the weirdest.
There's some wild scenes in that movie.
Oh my god, it's funny because that movie to me is like one of those ones where I don't like it very much. I don't think it's good, and I also it's not fun, not good to me. Like because it does manage to capture, I think what the people who do like it like it's got a creepiness to it. You know,
I think that's a Shyamalan thing. Like when it's bad, it's really bad. When it's good, it's great. When it's bad, it's not like fun bad. It's just, oh my God.
It's just hard to sit through. You know, it's not like, oh, isn't it fun that he made a turkey? You know, it's more like, oh God, this is just.
And I defend him because he's a Philly, you know, local regional guy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I got to stick up for him, but God damn, it's hard sometimes.
All right. Well, you know, it's anybody's game, but Brandon gets first shot at it, then Ryan, then Daniel. And Ryan, I should say that winning this game doesn't mean much. It just means you get to go first in the final game that's coming up.
In home field advantage. I got you.
Yeah. But oftentimes that's pointed out to me that going first in some of these games isn't an advantage. So there you go. Brandon.
What's up?
You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Cypher, Rage, and the World of Nepotism.
Cypher, Rage?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with The Village. Oh, no. I know. Oh. It's too late now, yeah.
You just buzzed yourself. Oh, my God. All right, so the Village is incorrect. Ryan, what do you think it is?
Cypher Rage?
Yeah.
I don't know why I know that name, but I'm not even going to hold you. I got to pass on that one. I can't think of it.
All right. Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
How's it going?
It's going okay. Cypher, could you say it to me again?
Cypher Rage and the World of Nepotism. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. Cypher C Y
because the last part.
Rage A R I G E. And the World of Nepotism.
I think this is wrong, but I think the only Cypher I know is from The Matrix.
Yeah, right. Cyrus.
Wasn't somebody named Cypher?
Yeah,
I'm I don't sure know
so, somebody.
I know it does.
It's Cypher in The Matrix too, I think.
There is? Okay.
Cyrus is in Con Air.
Yes, Cyrus the virus. Brandon, what did you, it came to you?
Yeah, after Earth, because you said nepotism, and so I'm thinking.
Yes.
who worked with a kid, or who worked with someone who's in their family in the M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, exactly. It was, that one was a little bit of a puzzle, but you figured it out too late. Brandon, you're up first with the tiebreaker, which is designed to be easier and finish this thing. Okay. So you just got lucky that you're up first and you get to give me the answer to this. Lucius Hunt and the Trip to the Towns.
Oh, well, The Village. There we go.
There it is.
My, all right, the best friend growing up.
Brando Collins has done it. He has won the first game, gets to go first in the next game, and we're going to play that game right after this. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back. Brandon, any words at this point in the game about how it's going for you?
I gotta say the Village. So the Village is one that sticks out to me. It's not the best M. Night movie, but I remember because opening weekend I went with my friend Sean, and I peeped the plot twist like 25 minutes into it, and I remember we were both really high, and I was like, I don't think they're in the 1600s or whatever, because look at that black box, that's way too new. And then you find out, yeah, they're in modern day. I was like, yes, I got it. But my friend Sean was furious.
That movie's weird because it's got that twist, of course, but then also, you know,
with Adrian Brody and
actual monsters and shit, right? Well, the creatures are reveal that the creatures are fake, that they fake the creatures to scare people, but then it turns out the creatures are real, right?
No, because that creature that follows her in the woods, that's actually just Adrian Brody.
Right, it's him just dressed up as a creature because that's how they keep people out or whatever. But
I don't know if they were actually supposed to be real.
Right, but I think real ones come along eventually. I don't know. I just know that I just felt like it was, you know.
He got
boxed into a corner when he had to become the guy with the twist.
Yes. You know?
And that's where it started to fall apart, because Signs is pretty great.
This is the most thought anybody's given to the Village in like 10, 15 years.
Right. And I don't even know if it's fair thought, because I'm sitting here not remembering it very well. But I do remember being embarrassed for Adrian Brody because he commits, but it doesn't it doesn't really land.
He went I Am Sam with that role. That was wild.
Yeah. all right, so Brandon, that means you get to go first in our final game today, and it's an exciting new game that I call Hulkamania.
All right.
Why is it called Hulkamania? Okay. Well, in honor of She-Hulk this weekend on Disney Plus, which is a TV series, not a movie, but this is hashtag not an ad. I just am a Hulk. I'm a Hulk fan in general. I haven't even watched She-Hulk yet, but I'm excited about it. It's probably going to happen today. But here's how Hulkamania works. I'll state a fact. And then, again, it's just like the last game. We'll go in order. We'll flip the order around. I'll go Brandon, then Dan, and then Ryan. And I'm going to tell you a little factoid. And then you tell me if that piece of information applies to Hulk starring Eric Bana, The Incredible Hulk starring Ed Norton, or both.
Ah, interesting.
Okay. So in this game, the answer is always Hulk, Incredible, or both.
Man, you're going Ang Lee Hulk? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I'm all about Ang Lee Hulk, I got to say. I got to tell you. Because I just, for years, could not get over the fact that Nick Nolte got a DUI in costume while he was working on that movie. And people ridiculed his haircut and his shirt to no end. And I don't remember anybody stepping up and going, oh, that's just his costume from a movie. I just remember everybody just making fun of how terrible he looked. It was the weirdest thing. I either just missed it or, you know, wasn't paying attention, but I feel bad for him in retrospect. And that movie is like, tries so hard to be a comic book movie, but doesn't have it. So I always, when it's on cable, I'm fascinated by it. I like watching it. And in my opinion, as long as I'm saying it, The Incredible Hulk was perfectly acceptable, and Ed Norton was fine. Like he could have continued being the Hulk in my book. But I do love Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo is great. I think he's just easier to get along with based on what I've heard.
Right. He just has loose lips, that guy. If Mark Ruffalo is doing an interview, just wait for him to say something he wasn't supposed to say. He's always spoiling Marvel secrets. Brandon.
Yep.
You're up first.
Okay.
Here's the factoid. Someone from the television series Modern Family is in it. Hulk, Incredible Hulk, or both?
I'm going to go Incredible Hulk.
You're going Incredible.
Yep.
Someone from Modern Family.
Oh, boy.
Wait, one second. Who did you think it was?
I said Incredible Hulk.
Do you know which character?
No,
or
no,
that's,
no.
Or that's just no, a bigger, just, a more, a broad address. Oh, an actress. Interesting. Yeah,
I was all thinking right, well, Bowen or something like that.
Yeah. But I shouldn't run my own sound effects. I should have like somebody on a board or something because I fucked up. That is the correct answer.
Oh, shit. Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's also an emotional roller coaster, this show. They don't do that enough on Jeopardy where they just go, hey, listen, we take that back. We were wrong when we told you were wrong. I guess it does happen sometimes.
Yeah, but it's okay. it's like a production when they do it. It's very we're stopping the show to let you know that we
yes. Yeah, I you know, it's oftentimes my favorite part of the show because it's just like it's really interesting how wildly, because especially if it involves like a $2,000 question, that's a pretty big swing at that point in the game to have thrown at you. Okay, where are we? All right, so that was Brandon, you did it. That's correct.
Awesome.
Dan, you're up first on this next one.
Okay.
Oh, and it was Ty Burrell from Modern Family is in Incredible Hulk, and he's like kind of comedy relief in Incredible Hulk, and he is in fact funny, I think.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he was playing. Well, it was supposed to be Doc Samson. If you follow the comics at all, he's kind of a big supporter.
That must have been disappointing for him that the Ed Norton version didn't move forward.
He also has like to wear a giant green ponytail, so he probably feels okay.
Oh, yeah, he dodged a bullet there. All right, so Dan gets to go first on this one. You ready, Dan?
Yep.
Someone from the television show The Wire is in it. Is that Hulk, Incredible Hulk, or both?
I don't know why I think this, because I have no reason to go for it, but both?
Okay, now speaking of going for it, I'm going to reach for the proper sound effect.
Okay.
For your answer to the question, someone from The Wire is in it, you say both. That's incorrect.
Damn it.
All right. Ryan, you can pick from two choices that remain.
Gotta think who the hell was in The Wire that was in either one of the Hulk movies.
Right?
Yeah, it's been a while since I saw the first one. You know what? I'm gonna say Hulk, the Banner Hulk.
You're going just straight Hulk.
Yeah, why not? Oh, no. I've been bounced.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Brandon, you know who it is even?
Yeah.
All right, tell us all about it, Stud.
Incredible Hulk and Michael K. Williams, right?
That is correct. Rest in peace, yeah. Omar.
Absolutely.
All right, Brandon.
Oh, that's right. He was on the street. Yeah, shit.
Can't miss that scar, man. He had like one of the most distinguished, like easiest to recognize faces.
Yeah. You know, I watched him in the show Happened Leonard. He was amazing.
Great actor. Great actor.
He was amazing on Community. I always forget that he was on that for a few episodes.
Yeah.
He was really, he had like a monologue about Legos. It was amazing.
Yeah, they got some weird guest stars on Community. I think Walton Goggins was on it for a minute.
I like John Goodman when he was the head of the air conditioning academy or whatever it was.
Oh my god. Air conditioning academy. All right, so who's up next? Dan is back in the driver's seat. You got to try to catch up to Brandon. He's got two of these under his belt. You know where this is going. Someone from the TV series Freaks and Geeks is in it.
This way more feels like a both. I'm going to go with both again.
You're feeling both?
Yeah.
All right. Ryan, get ready.
Damn it. I don't remember these movies at all. And I saw them both at least twice. Yeah, I've seen them a bunch of times. I'm blanking. It's been so long since I saw either one. Let's see. Freaks and Geeks, you say?
Yeah, and you're left with...
It's Hulk or
both Incredible. Both are Incredible. What's that?
Well, let me think about it. Let me think. Hulk, the Dana Hulk.
I don't know. What did you say, Dan?
You said both.
Okay. And so you're going Banner, Hulk, Ryan.
Sure, why not?
I'll tell you why not, because it's incorrect. Wow, there's another gimme point for Brandon. It's so exciting.
It's the Incredible Hulk, right?
It is the Incredible Hulk, yes.
Because isn't the person the star? And that's the thing, like it's like confusing with the timeline now.
Oh, is it?
Because technically the Incredible Hulk is canon MCU, because that's why like Tim Roth is backing up as Abomination, but Martin Starr plays a completely different character in that movie than the Spider-Man movies.
Oh.
It's like, that's the problem with having all these like different movies that are all canon and stuff. It gets murky.
Right, because it's like people like Martin Starr, you want to see Martin Starr, you don't want him just go away just because, you know, that iteration of the character didn't move on.
It's multiverse. Anything happens now.
I know. That's really the answer to anything these days, right?
Mm-hmm. Like,
I don't know. Where the heck is phase four going? That's like, you know, more satisfying, you know, more involved than how crazy it is already with the multiverse. I can't keep track of it all. Did anybody ever used to play that three level chess? Oof.
I could barely play one level of chess.
That's what I'm saying. It's too much. It's too much. All right. Who's up first again? Dan's up first.
Yeah.
Brandon's just running away with this one. We're at a point now where Dan and Ryan need to get on the board just to make, you know, just to make a potential tie or something happen.
All right.
Dan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someone from the TV show The Incredible Hulk is in it.
Oh, both.
You're going both?
Yeah, I think Ferrigno shows up in all of them.
That is correct. He is a voice in regular Hulk. And in Incredible Hulk, he plays a character. He plays a security guard.
Nice.
So Dan, you're on the board. That's what I asked you to do, and you did it. I appreciate it. Ryan's right here now as a fantastic spoiler. Ryan, which one of those do you think has someone from Lost?
Like, at some point, it's got to be Hulk, right?
That is one way to look at it. Did you watch Lost? Saying.
I watched like the first two seasons. I don't have the patience for, you know, like unraveling mysteries and stuff when I watch my show.
I hear that I hear you.
I wish I did.
Especially, I have more patience with it when it's a show that like early on they're like two seasons and done or three and done. Like if they announce long it's going to take to get to solve all the mysteries, but instead these series, they keep going and they want to get picked up. So they have to have a cliffhanger at the end. And then, so they just get out of hand. It's like if somebody's writing a novel and it's just like, I'm just going to keep writing more chapters. These aren't as good, but I'm just going to keep going.
Like trapped in the closet.
Exactly. Exactly, trapped in the closet. I haven't heard anybody speak of that in a while. I guess it's less funny at this point.
now that he's incarcerated for everything.
Apparently, he's really popular in prison, from what I've heard.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Lot
of stuff, I mean, can you imagine? Like, he's got some really romantic songs that he could probably, like, two dudes like making out in their cell, and he's in the background, just giving him a little, private concert.
I just laughed to myself thinking about somebody being like, "I'll give you a pack of cigarettes if you sing Gotham City for me."
All right, so Ryan, good job. You're on the board. You can hold your head up high, but Brandon gets to go first on this next one and just seal everybody's fate.
Oh boy,
that's a lot. Yeah, a lot of pressure. Speaking of shows that kind of just kept going, and so they just have to just keep making shit up. Stranger Things. Stranger Things. Who do you think from Stranger Things is, or do you think anyone from Stranger Things is in Hulk or Incredible Hulk or both?
Stranger Things. I'm going to go with Incredible Hulk on this one.
Okay, we'll see. It's good to know that you can get something wrong. You're not perfect, Brando. Dan?
Yeah, I think I'll go just Hulk.
Just straight up Hulk's your answer. Yep. You're not going to win today, but you're still going out in a blaze of glory. Everyone's getting everything right lately. That is correct. But congratulations to Brandon Collins. You are our winner today.
Oh, hey, cool.
You did it. I will hit you up, ASAP to come back on the show soon. Do you have, would you like to plug some stuff?
Sure. People can follow me at American Collins and all social media platforms, AmericanCollins.com. I got shows in New York and LA. So please come out if you're in those areas. And then check out my movie podcast, Medium Popcorn, Niggas Bowling Movies. It's available on all podcast applications. It's hilarious. And thanks so much, Doug, for having me on. And Ryan and Daniel, it's a pleasure.
What a great competitor you are, and you know your stuff, and it was a big victory today. And like I said, I'll have you back super soon. But you how you're gonna come out to LA for an extended period of time?
I'm out for LA till at least next June. I got into the Universal Writers Program, so I'm working on feature film scripts for them. So I have to be on LA for meetings, like with the studio and all that stuff. So
yeah,
I live in Studio City now.
I was at Universal Studios yesterday, enjoying rides and attractions.
Nice.
Yeah. And reminiscing about the day, like it used to be anytime I had an audition or a meeting on the Universal lot, I just, after my meeting was over, there's just like a gate. You could just walk through and go right into the park.
You're not supposed to tell people about that, Doug. But yes, there is.
Oh, it's still possible?
It's still.
See, I didn't know if you could still do it or not. Last week. Yeah. Now the backlot is mostly Super Mario World. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. But yeah, there's an entrance that employees can get into there.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry I told everybody about it, but I would take advantage of it every time. Because also the downside was when you left the studio tour, when you left, you had to leave through the regular exit. So then you were all the way up on top of the hill. So you had to like a long hill to walk down to get back to where you started, but still worth it. Still worth it every time. And Brandon, do you have any questions for Jeopardy champion Ryan Long?
Just how do you handle your anxiety, man?
Oh.
I imagine it's an anxious, thing to go through.
When I was up on the stage, I wasn't anxious. Before I left my hotel room, I was plenty anxious, but I just, I did like every person does. I just pushed it down until it was invisible and then went about my day.
Because it's just mind blowing to think, oh, they could ask me a question about anything, everything everywhere all at once. Like there's, you can
ask study... me, follow me for more mental health tips, by the way, everybody.
Oh, okay. what are you more active on as far as the socials go?
Twitter. I got the Twitter. The Twitter. Twitter's pretty good.
Yeah. Facebook. You're not a crazy Facebook. Twitterer though. You don't tweet a lot.
No, but Facebook is. I had to get rid of. Eventually, just got too. Kind of got too nuts. But I'm on Twitter at blirishcharm.com. Or why do I say .com every time? Jesus. at blirishcharm. B-L-I-R. Yeah.
Is that so? That's like Black Irish smushed together.
Yeah. It's a kind of a running gag in my family.
The oftentimes people's names on social media are stuff. It's like it's a story. So yeah, go follow Ryan and also, you know, cheer him on. You're going to go shoot the tournament. How long after you shoot it will it air?
I think it's like a 2 month turnaround.
Wow.
So I go back in a little while. I'm trying to get things in place, but like just because you win at Jeopardy doesn't mean you don't procrastinate like everybody else.
Right, right. Well, I'm just I'm excited to see you go up against all these other people. It's been a really, you know, exciting season. And
yeah, I can't wait to go back and see all the folks I met on the show, like, because the crew, they're amazing people, and I've missed them. I still talk to a few of them, and I got a little group chat with all the people I was on against, like that first week. Like, we all talk shit, you know? Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're like you know, UFC or something. It's real smackdown. And you I would think you're probably more anxious now, just waiting for, can it be time to go back already?
Yeah, like I'm trying to work out how to, I'm not thinking about the show so much, which I probably should, which is like more important. I'm thinking about like logistics, and like I'm taking my kid to like his first trip on a plane, and like all that normal life stuff, not so much the Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, good luck with all of it, and thank you for participating in this. Anytime you got anything, you know, in particular you want to promote or tell people about, or you just want to come back and answer some questions, you know, hit me up. I appreciate you doing this. It was super fun.
Let me tell you, this is like the most fun that I love movies, so I can talk about them all day long,
and right?
Get bored. Not that other people wouldn't get bored, but I myself wouldn't get bored. So.
Yeah, it's just between trivia and then just talking about our love of, you know, specific scenes and movies and stuff. It's just I can never get enough of it, and I'm glad you're into it too. And I'm glad that I know that you're like super into movies, and that's why you don't dive right into the movie categories, because that was bothering me.
I try to treat them like any other category, so I don't, you know, like a magnet to the film.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, what if there's a Daily Double in there? You know, you can really crush that. Like a Daily Double in the first round, a movie question, you definitely would know the answer.
Well, sometimes, you know, sometimes you know. Swing and it's like a big swing and a miss. But
yeah, whatever. It's wild.
All, it's such all, the an money's exciting all theory. The money's all theoretical until it's in my bank account.
It's the most exciting show where the winner tends to not jump up and down.
I'm afraid I'd break the stage.
You don't have to stand on a thing though, right? They make everybody that's smaller stand on a block.
Yeah, they raise everybody up to my level. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're giving other people are having altitude issues while you're just kicking their asses. Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
You're still here?
I am, my friend.
Still doing it. Still out there on the road. You didn't come home during that last stretch?
No, I did not.
Where can people go? What are the dates? Where are the places?
On the 26th, I'm headlining the Blue Whale Comedy Festival. That's this coming Friday, the 26th of August. And then the next day, I'm hosting the Red Bull Rapids in Oklahoma City, where people build their own rafts and have to try and race them down a river. It's hilarious and fun.
And then on Sunday night, the 28th, I'll be in Dallas headlining the Addison Improv. And then the 8th, 9th, and 10th, I'll be at Stand Up Honolulu in September. That's the 8th, 9th, and 10th of September, headlining there. And then the last thing, we have something in November. I think we're doing a festival together. But in October, the Sklar brothers and I are doing Doug Loves Movie. Or we're doing your show. Yeah, dude. It's too late, dude. We already booked it.
Do I have to do Dumb People Town?
Yes, you do. You would crush it. We're doing Dumb People Town on the 13th in Nashville of October, the 14th of October in Chicago, and then the 16th in New York at the Bell House in Brooklyn. So all that stuff's up at danielvankirk.com.
Super fun. You know, the pen pals with Rory Scovel and Dumb People Town with the Sklars, they're all great guys that you found to bounce your comedy off of and take out.
Thanks,
and do live shows that are so much fun to attend. And, you know, obviously open invitation to everybody who participated today. And like I said, Brandon Collins will be back real soon. So I am going to be at the Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles on Saturday, September 17th at 4:20. Monthly shows there now. So Brandon will get you into one of those since you'll be out here on a more ongoing basis. And, you know, I do them in the afternoon on the weekends. So it's the perfect time for you to have, you know, nothing else, nothing better to do. And then I'll be at the Punchline doing Doug Loves Movies Punchline in San Francisco on Saturday, October 15th. All of my dates and details are at douglovesmovies.com. And thanks again one more time to Dan Van Kirk, Ryan Long, and Brandon Collins. And as always, it's a short one, Ryan. Yeah. Yay! Yay!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves